Channel 1 over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, 1st of July, 71. There's just a little on Channel 1 over, but it is rich. Channel 1 over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971. Channel 1 over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971.
Yeah, I guess that's it,
Mr. Now, none of your family, Miss Daisy, ever ate like that.
Huh?
Nobody in your family ever ate like that.
No, not yet.
James don't eat like that. Of course, you don't see James eat. He eats so much.
No, he don't eat that much. But most of my family, they's eating on something all the time when they round the house. Some kind of knickknacks or drink or something like that. They just to sit down and eat up all that.
Yeah.
They don't eat.
Well, now he don't eat knickknacks. He don't have none.
No.
So that'd make a difference, wouldn't it?
Well, I just wonder, do he have any breakfast? I know he can get lunch. I've been down there to the store more than one time, and Mr. Fred in the winter time, Mr. Fred would try to get him to go up to the house and get his warm dinner. He wouldn't go.
Oh, he did it.
No, he fired that. So Mr. Fred said, "Daisy, I don't know what we're gonna do." With J.R. said, "What we?" He said, "Me, I ain't going to do nothing with him." He said, "I'll try to get him to go to the house and get his warm dinner. He'd rather buy these knickknacks and this little stuff down here and eat that and to go get his warm food." I said, "Well, if he like it cold, let him eat."
Now, Isaiah, is garden still going?
I think so. I haven't been over there in a good while. I think Bessie told me he picked some cantaloupes.
And Bessie says that there's going to be plenty of watermelons down there pretty soon.
Yeah, that's what she told me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, I know you better take me back over there and see about that old man.
Don't you miss seeing old Patterson pass by?
Tell my Bunny, I never paid Bunny that much attention. Course, he sometime when he come by, I never seen him come pick up Daisy. He pick him up at 6. I seen him come pick up Cal. Bunny don't have time to fool with you. I don't fool with him. He says, "Mr. Miles, he's going on vacation. He's going to take him a trip in a few weeks." I says, "Where are you going, Bunny?" "Well, I haven't decided just where I will go, but I'm going out west somewhere." I said, "Okay." I said, "Have a good time."
Is that right?
That's what he told me.
Is that right? Well, he must have saved, he must have something in his pocket. Man.
Well, he told me. He said, "I've got my money to go with, so I don't have to ask nobody for nothing."
Yeah.
So I'm ready to see. I ain't got nothing to do but throw my clothes in the suitcase, put my money in my pocket, catch something and ride.
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you, Miss Daisy. I hope he don't drive one of them old wrecks.
One of the old wrecks?
Laying around, sitting around there. If he does, he'll never get out west.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If he want to trust one of them old wrecks, he welcome for my share. He done drove enough cars to know a wreck.
Baby, I'll get up a little while. Close. I'll get up.
Now, this is Channel 1 over, around 100, I guess. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971. This is Channel 1 over, around 100. And this 100 is rich. Oh, she does beat me. This Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971. Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971.